Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/VTTGW to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free.
With us today, we got Joe, Trigger Joe Britson.
All right, let's go. Boom! To try to get a matchup with a gun. Oh!
Multiple occasions.
Wow.
It looks like they're going to swing to the very end.
And he wasn't kidding.
Wow.
It's very rare.
What a finish.
Another one.
It really poses the question, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a chance and risk getting knocked out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Trying to take care of business, trying to get to
It's a knockout.
Oh, my
God. It's a knockout.
And he's closing it. Trying to finish it. Hit it over.
Because I'm going to take this foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Brock is brought to you by Modelo.
I killed it!
Oh, we have a new nickname. Okay, we have William Send It Seven Pearson. All right, other than that, we used to call him Willie Pete. We used to call him the Mad Russian.
Bobby. I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
Wow. How good is this?
Finish him!
Another one.
Everybody gets triggered. It's just if you become a pansy. That's in the Book of Rolf.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it. You
gotta be very careful.
What's up, Trash Talkers? What's going on? My volume is up on my phone, and you can all hear that I love that video. Big shout out to the old Kevin Travers, the Celtic Warrior, and Joe for putting that video together. It took like 3 weeks or something like that. A lot of work, so appreciate that. Well, it's Saturday, right? Saturday morning. We got UFC 299 coming up tonight, and we would have known that if our producer would have used the thumbnail that I created
that said UFC 299, like that I spent at least a solid, you know, six minutes on, right? 6 minutes of my life, like a lot of unreal. The one that didn't get sent to me, he says. Okay, so anyways, those of you watching live,
text argument coming.
He would, if he followed the page that he is an admin on, he would have noticed the event was created, right? And you know, as that event gets created, we put it on thumbnails, right? And like, and all it's all this whole system that goes together for this. But anyways, we won't bash Chris too much. We'll do that later at the trash talk hour. But we are here to talk fights, all right? Sugar Shane headlining UFC 299. What's up, boys? What we got going on?
Well, that's Sugar Sean. That's Sugar Sean. You're thinking of Sugar Shane Mosley.
Mosley, same people.
or one of the other 19 Sugars that has taken that as a moniker in fighting.
I was called Sugar once by this big lady in Alabama.
I think Rashad Evans used Sugar for a different reason. But,
yeah.
That's fair.
But apparently I get the podium today, so the Baker's got me front and center. We get to talk about this. Hey Joe, where's that belt? You got the belt?
Oh, hang on. Where is it? Oh, I got it.
Oh yeah, there it is.
I lost it for a second. It's right here.
All right, you see that? You see that, everybody?
It's upside down.
Championship belt. It's upside down. Doesn't matter. Okay. But anyways, this belt is within grasp for Bill. Okay, this is the last fight of the quarter. And every quarter, we are switching the belt. And the rules are real simple. I assess them a fight. They pick who's going to win, how they're going to win, what round it's going to be in. Possibility of 3 points. All right, if they pick by decision, it's 2 points. All right, but they put a lot of effort into those picks, so they're good ones to bet on. But I put in some zingers today. Hey, we got that scorecard. Did we figure that out? Okay, as we can see. I'm still perfect at 12. I didn't pick last week, so I wasn't able to get my three-pointer like I always do. But, hey, as you can see, send it 7 is at 6. And the champ, Trigger Joe, is at 8. Now, before, I'm going to steal the send it 7 Thunder a little bit here. You know, he likes to cry and whine about rule changes, all right? But, all right, like, hey, he was the champ for 2 years, and he said, where's my belt, all right? Well, I mean – if you're into those types of, if you need that type of thing on your shoulder to know you're the champ, then maybe we should get you a belt. Everybody gets a trophy. I heard Bill's the one that actually started that in the little leagues. So, like, if you go back in the 90s, I think he wrote a paper about it. But anyways, yeah. How do you guys do it?
I did indeed write a paper about it in the 90s. It's true. Yeah. I started the whole trophy generation.
Bill wants his trophy. I participated, but hey, it's there. All right, Trigger Joe, what's new, man? I was my flights got delayed last week. I was traveling. I couldn't make it. What we got going on?
You know, I'm ready for a serious competition, high level card, and this is probably the best pay per view card I've seen in the last couple years. It rivals UFC 300, which is the next pay-per-view. But I love when Dana White goes to a big market city and he wants to make a name for the UFC. Because when he does this, man, he really puts on and he spared no expense. We got Curtis Blaydes and Jailton Almeida as the prelim featured fight. That's better than a lot of ESPN Fight Night main events. So, great card. Can't wait to see this.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's get into it. And this just happens to be Joe's point pick.
Fun one, Bill. Go. See what I get.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you want to be the champ, you got to earn a champ. All right.
This fight's a tough one, man.
You're going to solidify your belt for the next quarter with this pick right here. All right. We got a bantamweight fight, and we got Jan, old Peter, all right, coming against my favorite fighter, second favorite behind Cute Labia, is Jan Yadong. All right. So,
who is on this card? I'm excited to have you on here for your favorite fighter on this card.
Yeah, Yadong is going to be right in the mix of this because Yadong's always in the mix, all right? But I'm going to go with this is going to be difficult here. It's going to be a Sino-Soviet split decision. All right, you see what I did there? All right, and I'm gonna go with the Chinaman, Yadong, in a Sino-Soviet split decision. I'm hoping Tanner Port chimes on because he's getting his PhD in history, and I threw a little history butt out there for him. All right. Let's start with the champ. What say you?
Okay, so easily the fight I've seen most people flip-flop on, other than maybe the one following it. But this fight from the get-go, I'm going to go with my gut. I'm not changing the way I how I felt. I've done plenty of research. I think Petr Yan's kryptonite is his fight IQ and the fact that he's a bit of a slow starter. Other than that, I think he's fighting a mirror image of himself 5 years ago. I think the money bet here is to go over 2.5 rounds. I don't think either one's getting dropped. I think this thing goes the distance. Both of them have great gas tanks. Both of them have great stand up, good grappling defense. Good, you know, they're pretty seasoned grapplers. I mean, even though Merab did take Petr Yan down 11 times in his last fight, he also shot 50 times. So Yan defended almost 40 takedowns successfully. So I think that Song takes the first round, and it's could be come down to a split decision, but I'm going to go with Song Yadong by split decision in an absolute war. But I would not be shocked to be wrong on this one. And if there is a bet on my card for this fight, it is going to be over 2.5 rounds, because one cut, one punch. I mean, look at Petr Yan's last five. He's 1-4. He's 30 seconds against Aljo, one knee from O'Malley, and one stupid knee by him away from being 4-1. He might be the greatest fighter in UFC history to go 1-4. I don't think Yan is washed. I do think that this fight is going to have me biting my nails all the way up to the bitter end, just like any fight on the main card will, because they're all great competition. But I think this might be a bit of a changing of the guard. I think Uriah Faber and Team Alpha Male is going to have something in store for that moron corner that corners Petr Yan. I think that they're his biggest downfall, and the fact that he's fighting these, you know, these high-level technical corners in America, where these, you know, Song Yadong is not from America, obviously. That's where he trains because he feels like he's going to have the best camp there. I don't even know what Petr Yan's camp is. I mean, I saw his fight team, but I trust Team Alpha Male to get the best out of Song. And I think he wins rounds 1 and 2 or rounds 1 and 3 and wins 29-28 on 2 out of 3 cards. So I got Song by split decision.
Nice, nice. And again, I didn't get my disclaimer out there for those of you watching for the first time. We got one of our regulars, Jeremy Daniels. He's president from Henderson, Nevada. And then we got Daniel Runslow. Welcome back to the show, buddy. He says,
what's
Yan
up,
in
G?
A comeback fight. He says, Yan in a comeback fight.
Maybe.
So that's what he's feeling. And again, don't listen to what I say if you're watching for the first time. I did my fight picks about 15 minutes ago. All right. So let's just let's keep that in mind. But Joe and Bill were talking prior to the show that, you know, as you're watching all the expert shows, which again, none is better than this one. So please share it with your betting friends. Share this show. If they want to make money, they'll love us.
How many Purple Hearts does their show have?
Yeah, exactly. Huh? How many 500 pounders they drop on their own dudes, Bill?
JS, just saying.
Yeah, we got the balls to make serious picks here.
Bill drops bombs and we've been shot.
Yeah. So, Bill, besides dropping a 500 pounder on Ryan, who's back in Ukraine, by the way, what do you got going on in this fight?
Hey, I was working on the medevac mission. Stay safe, brother. I know you're out there clearing minds again in Ukraine. For sake of the show, I'll give you my one pick. For betting, I'm with Joe. When it comes to betting, do not money line bet this fight. It could literally go either way. But the over is a really safe bet on this one. I agree it's going to go to a decision, probably a split, especially with Petr Yan's a notorious slow starter. So always give the first round to the other guy. I mean, money line bet in this fight is, I mean, this is, I mean, I'm glad Nick gave Joe this fight for the points pick because this is a horrible one to pick. I was with Yadong for most of the it's hard for me to pick Yan losing 4 in a row, especially since I think 2 of his last 3 losses. I feel he won the O'Malley fight. I think that bullshit knee against Aljamain was a bullshit loss too. But as Joe talked about, Jan has one of the worst corners I have ever seen in this game. They're just stupid. And Team Alpha Male is a great team to have. Man, screw. I'll go with since I'm not betting any points on this, I'll go with Yadong in a decision on this one. Solely based because Jan's corner's stupid, and Jan is a slow starter as well. He likes those five rounders, so he can slow. He doesn't have time to be a slow starter in this one. He's not a main event this time. So I'll go Yadong with the decision. But again, if I'm betting on this one with money, which I will, I'm betting the over. I am not touching this one money line.
Very nice. There you have it, fight fans, for the first fight of the night. What a good breakdown. And again, I don't know who Peter Yan's corner is, but apparently he sucks. All right.
So I think he runs his corner, basically. And they don't really – I think they're scared to give him advice. I really do think – I think they're scared to give him adjustments.
Nice. And then, again, I'm always a big fan of Yadong everywhere. All right? Put your dong wherever you can so you can win some money. All right. Who's dong? Yadong. All right? But we got a welterweight fight, and this happens to be VTT Send It 7's point pick. All right? And we got Gilbert Burns coming in at 22-6. First, with a guy that I can't stand, Jack Della Maddalena. I mean, how many freaking D's and L's you need in your name? All right, don't like you. All right, coming in at 16-2. And every time I do my research and I take a good look at Gilbert Burns, all right, all I think about is, you know, the best pickup line in any gym. All right, and Joe knows this one. You don't try to get by or you get caught in the traps. All right, so I'm going to go Gilbert Burns by trap choke. Look at those traps. All right, he's trapping all the girls in this fight. Okay, so Bill, you got Gilbert Burns by trap choke.
No. Damn it. Now, this fight could go either way, too. The odds as this morning is minus 130 for Jack, or I'm sorry, minus 155, and Gilbert's a plus 130. Now, I'll give you the bluff for all my military people. I got Gilbert Burns on this one. I got Gilbert Burns by decision. I think he's going to – Jack's been on the rise. I think he's been disappointing in his last two split decision wins. I think he's shown a little bit of kinks in his armor. And Gilbert Burns is an absolute dog. I think he's going to show Jack a side of the deep end of the pool and a side of fighting he hasn't been in, and I don't think he's ready for it. And I think Gilbert Burns is also phenomenal on the ground. If you remember, Gilbert Burns was about two strikes away from beating Shamayev because he almost ripped Shamayev's head off.
Yep. Well, he's got the traps.
And that's a monster 170-pounder he dropped. Yeah. He dropped Shamayev.
If that would have been anyone else, they would have been sleeping. So the show Shamayev at deep end of the pool is impressive in itself. So I got Gilbert Burns grinding out a decision, although I wouldn't be surprised if Burns pulls off a submission on this one somewhere in the second round. But I think Gilbert Burns just has a better fight IQ. He's fought the better people. I mean, he's coming off a decision loss of Bilal Muhammad, which isn't a bad loss.
Well, he was obviously, injured again, too.
He lost that decision to Shamayev. That was just a banger. But in between there, he beat Jorge Masvidal and Neil Magny. Maddalena is coming off of two split decisions against Kevin Holland and Bastille Hafez, but then before that, he fought a bunch of nobodies coming off of Dana White Contender Series. I think coming off of Dana White Contender Series, he's on the rise. Now he's got it's time to jump into the deep end of the pool, as I like to say. And Gilbert Burns is not the one. He's an absolute dog. Gilbert Burns is the type of dude you don't want to fight in an alley. So Gilbert Burns by decision.
All right, is that your final say for your point pick?
It is.
I'm gonna try with the reason I did not get True Blue and EIB was because of my own ego, where I had a greater say. Is that a 9 or a 6 on resection? And I'm like, what the fuck does it look like? It's a 6, right? And I went on about my lane, and it was like he was trying to tell me that I was wrong and I should do that, right? So that was the only thing that I got wrong and didn't get True Blue. But okay. If you're official, what is this here? My MMA math indicates that both birds and wow, that's a lot, Daniel. That is a fucking lot. He is commenting on Veteran Trash Talk's page if you want to go read that one. Okay. I've already lost.
I mean, it's a great comment, actually.
Is it? Read it. What does it mean? What is he saying?
He says, my MMA math indicates that both Burns and Holloway will win this evening because they graduate from the school of Shamayev, which is true. Plus, Burns and Holloway are fighting non-continental U.S. opponents. There's a reason MVP was in the minor league Bellator. Jack doesn't have the experience. Safe picks. Win straight up, both fights, go decision.
All right. Well, so now that we're using the word math, which is appropriate, lead into what I was trying to tell Billiam, was he can only get 2 points now. Are you sure that you want to try to tie Joe and not try to beat him? But anyway.
Well, if he
Joe,
picks him by sub and it goes to the decision, he only gets one.
Right, but he's got to get 3 points.
Are we not going to the end of March?
No, it's just the last UFC of the quarter. This is it.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the next quarter, the last main card. So, yeah. We might have to put another asterisk. Bill's going to have so many asterisks next to not being champion. All right, he's going to have our champion for 2 years. I didn't know the rules.
It was a draw.
Yeah, it was a draw.
Draw goes to the champion. Wait,
aren't there like three different fights in March then?
No, but the last UFC, the main card, like the last like pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view, you mean?
The quarter. Yeah, yeah. This is it.
I was confused I think Bill was. I think we heard all the way.
Well, I'll make an executive decision and extend it one more week for the belt. All right, for March.
No, fuck that. Tying's for bitches. Gilbert Burns decision. Gilbert Burns submission second round.
Second round sub. Here we go. Man, if that wins, it's gonna be fucking glorious. Sorry, Joe.
It'll be wild, man.
If I'm gonna lose, I want to lose. Right, that's a bullshit ass tie.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, why are you not going for the W?
Yeah, that's the Dan Campbell that we all know and love, unless it's in the playoffs. No, I'm just kidding. But man. I haven't really been – my socks haven't been knocked off by anything other than JDM's jab in his last couple of fights. I give him credit for beating EPO and Juice to the Gills, Basil Hafez on short notice. I give him credit for beating Kevin Holland. But, you know, I don't think Gilbert's ready for this to be like a changing of the guard. I think he's 37 or 38. And this is probably – the least experienced guy he's fought in 2 or 3 years. If JDM goes to the ground with Gilbert Burns, he deserves to lose. The one thing about Gilbert that nobody ever gives him credit for is he's got a very good ground game. He's got great jiu-jitsu. And I think the money bet here for me, if you're on FanDuel, is a decision no bet for Gilbert Burns, which means Gilbert Burns finishes. He wins. If he wins by decision, the bet gets voided. If JDM wins by decision, the bet gets voided. I think the only person here that has a chance to finish is Gilbert Burns. So, you know, as much as I hope Bill's wrong by one round, I'm going to say JDM makes that mistake. Gilbert knows he needs to win the third round, and he goes for broke and gets his sub in the third round. Even though I could see this going the other way. Every single fight, I'm going to say that I could see this going the other way, except for the main event. JD, a lot of people picking JDM behind that jab in his boxing. It's really good. But if Burns mashes the gas, which has been his only Achilles heel, is that he's so good. Sometimes I think he coasts in neutral and waits for the fight to come to him. And that was great with Chimaev because Chimaev was trying to kill him the whole fight. If JDM fights a smart fight and stays on the outside, this could be a real nail biter. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Gilbert Burns, because I'm a huge fan of his, pulls it off and gets a third round submission.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Let's jump to the third fight. And it's a welterweight fight. And we got the guy that's been mentioned 17 times already today, Kevin Holland. All right. Coming in at 25-10. And he's going against Michael Page at 21-2. Now, I did a lot of research on this for about 3.5 seconds. And I looked in the corner of each of them, right? And they got flags next to their names, right? So I'm going Holland, all right, by revolutionary Statue of Liberty punch to the face, first round. Never been seen before. It's going to happen tonight. All right, Statue of Liberty punch to the face. All right, first round KO for Kevin Holland. Let's stay with the champ. Who do you got?
You know, I'm going to go with MVP just to make it interesting. And the fact that I don't, and I'm going to say this again, I don't bet on Kevin Holland. You're like, because Kevin Holland has that, you ever go up against that kid on the playground that you worked all night, like, I'm going to beat so-and-so at this game tomorrow at recess. And you're putting all this thought into it. And halfway through recess, they're like, it didn't matter to me. I wasn't even trying. I don't care. Kevin Holland has that in him. He's got that, I didn't take it seriously, so it's a gimmick fight anyways. I'll lose to Chimaev. No big deal. I could see MVP keeping him at range, and he's great at range. He's a better striker than Kevin Holland. And anybody that says he's not hasn't been watching. I could see him keeping him at range, and I could see this being kind of a boring fight, to be honest with you. And MVP piecing him up, and Kevin Holland doing what he does. And that's letting the other guy implement his game plan and saying, hey, see, look, I'm still standing here with that goofy smile. Well, it's like, yeah, you're standing there, but the other guy's getting his hand raised, dummy. So I could see MVP coming in. He's not coming in for no reason. He's not coming in to just take a dive. This is his only shot. He's 36. You know, I don't see him losing this fight, and I certainly don't see him planning to lose the fight. I think he's coming in to take Kevin Holland's head off, and I think he probably drops him once or twice, but won't go to the ground with him because of Holland's jiu-jitsu, and this thing stays standing, and MVP wins by decision.
All right, so you fight fans probably got something from that, but all I got was Joe's allegiances to Great Britain. So if you rewind,
that's what I got.
If you rewind hundreds of years ago, Joe is that guy from the movie The Patriot that, you know, turns in where the colonel's location is and where they're
from. You ever watch Seinfeld? Joe's getting upset.
Good job, Joe. Yeah.
Benedict Arnold over there.
So Fort triggered Benedict Arnold. So anyways, let's see. Let's see if Senate Seven's got any true allegiance to him.
Screw this fight too. I'm going to go with Kevin Holland on this one.
America.
My worry is you never know which Kevin Holland's walking into the ring. You're either getting the serious Kevin Holland or the jackass. Watching the official weigh-ins, he seemed a little more serious than he normally is, which is a good sign. But again, you never know which dipshit's walking in the ring. Michael Page has been knocking people out. He got famous by caving Cyborg's husband's forehead in on a flying knee.
Caved his forehead in.
Yeah, it was a really nasty fly knee. However, Michael Page likes to do this dumb shit where he likes to fool around, drop his hands, and do all the wavy, flashy shit. I think Kevin Holland's going to win with a front kick. I think Benny Page is going to bend over, do that little stupid thing he does, and Kevin Holland's going to smoke him with a straight front kick right to the face. I think that's going to happen late second. I think Benny Page is trying to get the ring rust, his first UFC fight jitters out of the way in the first round. Then he's going to try to get flashy in the second, and he's going to get caught by Kevin Holland. I think Kevin Holland kind of learned his lesson with being a dumbass. Like Joe said, I think he started to realize, like, hey, I'm being real funny, but I'm fucking losing. Dana White probably had a real serious conversation with him. So I got Kevin Holland with a second round KO with a kick to the face.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, something that Joe probably forgot in history was, Great Britain kind of slept on the United States, right? And everybody thought we were a bunch of clowns, all right, running around in the swamps. All right, yeah. So, before we get to the co-main event of the evening, all right, we got our sponsors up there in the corner, right? CC4 Patriots, and down there scrolling on the
bottom. Don't worry, Joe, I'm about to be a traitor too.
Yeah, 4patriots.com/VTTGW. All right, I believe that goes to the generator page. And then if you go to 4patriots.com/VTT, that goes to the 3-month food supply. All right, so 4patriots has been a big partner of ours already for a couple months. They believe in our mission, which is to end veteran first responder suicide and also promote veteran and first responder owned businesses. All right, and do everything that we can for the veteran community other than just one or two things. And we need all of the community to do that. And of course, just like in any capitalist society, it takes a little bit of cash. So we thank 4patriots for doing that and helping us promote the show and promote veteran-owned businesses. And then we got 10th Mount Whiskey. All right, a little early for them, but we'll get there at the trash talk hour. Don't worry. There'll be some floating out there. Okay. Let's go to the co-main event, which is a lightweight fight. And we got some old timers here with Dustin Poirier, right, coming in at 29-8 versus St. Denis. All right, or as Denise, as some people would say, 13-1. Now, I'm calling this fight doesn't even go to the bell. It's going to be a DQ before it starts because this guy, Benoit, is stolen valor. And he's going to be DQ'd because nobody ever made him a saint. All right. How did he get sainthood? What has he done? I'm calling bullshit. There ain't no saint there. DQ before the fight even starts. Bill, what say you?
Here's where you'll get to call me a traitor. I got St. Denis on this one.
For surrendering.
Hey, he is a paratrooper and
he is a paratrooper.
Yeah. I always forget that about this guy. But he ain't no saint. Yeah. He ain't no saint.
He is a paratrooper and French special ops guy. Decided he wanted to get into MMA fighting. This is another tough one. Poirier is a dog. He loves going into the fire and throwing hands, but so does Benoit. I think people have been sleeping on Benoit a little bit here. First of all, there's no way this goes to the bell, like Nick said. There's no way this is going to the decision. This fight's going to end in a finish. It's what round I think it's going to end in. Daniel, it's a lot of Africans know for very true that French has special ops. They've been murking people in Africa for the last 50 years. I'm going to go with Benoit. He's going to stun Dustin a little bit, and I think he's going to jump on his back, and I think he's going to get him in a rear naked choke. Probably second round. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to third, but there's no way this fight goes to the decision. This fight's going to end in a finish. And Dustin Poirier could very easily finish Benoit as well. This is another tough one to pick a money line bet, but if you pick this fight to the finish, you're going to win money. This fight is not going to a decision, but I got Benoit St. Denis with the rear naked choke in the second round.
Very nice. All right, champ, what say you?
Yeah, this is apparently they've implemented this new thing where the guys in the co-main, even if it's not for a belt, can pick if they want to go five, and this is a five-rounder. And I saw on FanDuel they were given the five-round options, so this fight's scheduled to go five, and for those reasons, I definitely don't think it's going 25 minutes. Man, this is such a tough one because, like, I've been a fan of Dustin Poirier since, you know, McGregor knocked him out and he refused to take that lion down, fought his way back, avenged his losses. But the way that St. Denis destroyed Bonfim,
yeah,
and we all had Bonfim like, lock it up, he's gonna kill him. He didn't just beat him. I mean, he absolutely destroyed him. And that body kick from St. Denis is so nasty. Not to mention, he just knocked out Matt Frivola from a head kick. How did Dustin Poirier lose his last fight? By head kick, KO loss. So,
and he destroyed Thiago Moises.
Yeah. I think that Poirier comes in with that high guard and leaves his body open. And St. Denis' body kick comes through like an axe. I could see him hurting Poirier to the body. And by the time the third or fourth round comes, Poirier is so busted up that he can't maintain any exchanges. And I actually think I'm with Bill on this one. I think St. Denis gets him hurt to the ground and jumps on a rear naked choke. But I'm going to go ahead and say it's like late round three.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Daniel says, great point to Joe. Hey, Daniel, he doesn't need any of this shit. All right. Okay, don't be fluffing up.
Yes, I do.
He's already got the belt. All right, Bill, obviously, you know, Bill does it more professionally off camera, you know, whining for like, you know, material things like a belt. So just give Senate 7 some praise on the chat there because he's the one that apparently needs a self-esteem boost today. But
According to Nick.
According to the big girl. Yeah, big girl never. Who's, by the way, is perfect on all fight picks. All right, 10%. Let's go to the main events. And we got a bantamweight fight. And we got, you know what? Sugar Sean. Okay. But I like Sugar Shane. Sugar Shane sounds better. So I'm sticking with it. Sugar Shane coming in at 17-1 versus Marlon Vera, 21-8 for the title. All right. I'm not even going to pick this one. I like the clown. All right. What do we got here, Trigger Joe?
You know, Sean O'Malley kind of reminds me of when all the steroid talk was going around about Barry Bonds, and he would just keep hitting home runs and saying no comment. It's like everyone's talking about how he's going to lose, and he just sits there real calm and composed, like, okay, go ahead and pick Aljo. Watch this. Go ahead and pick Peter Yan. Watch this. Sean O'Malley asked for this fight. Marlon Vera doesn't get this fight without O'Malley saying, yep, I want to avenge that loss. And Marlon Vera's biggest enemy is going to be the way he game plans offensively. He is a very slow starter and a counter fighter. I think he's probably got more late KOs in fights he was losing on points than anybody I've seen in a long time. He likes to get reads on guys and counter fight. And I think this could actually be boring for a couple of rounds because both guys are kind of in that counter striker mindset. But I don't see any way that O'Malley lets him land that million-dollar kick again. And I could see another counter – it was a counter right hand. It was a perfect right hand on Aljo that he threw. I could see that thing blistering Cheeto up and him being down big time on the scorecards and needing a finish and possibly rushing in to get the finish. And I could see O'Malley getting a – I'm going to say fifth round stoppage in a fight that doesn't really get bloody and get going until the middle of round three.
All right. Awesome. Fifth round stoppage. Okay. Send it seven. What say you?
That's an interesting pick, actually. I got Sean O'Malley on this one. This is actually the only fight I'm relatively sure on is that O'Malley's going to win this fight. But I got O'Malley by decision. The only reason why I went with that is Marlon Vera's never been finished. All his losses are by decision. I don't know if that's because he knows how to stay on the outside and do a lot of the counter punch, so he's never really been tagged that much. But O'Malley finds a way to hit you, and he weirdly hits hard, even though he's scrawny as shit. I see this one as coming down to fight IQ, and O'Malley is a really patient, really smart fighter. So I got a really good five-round fight that we're going to watch, but I got Sean O'Malley by decision on this one. Only because Marlon Vera's never been finished, and he's fought a pretty who's who list of guys. He never got finished by Rafael. He never got finished by Jose Aldo. And he's got one of the nastiest front kicks I've ever seen. So the kick he did on Frankie Edgar, I just want to point out that was one of the most beautiful face disfiguring I've ever seen in my life. However, I think O'Malley's just faster, and he's going to stay on the outside, and he's just going to grind this one out to a nice decision.
Nice.
Dominic Cruz kick was absolutely spot on. You could watch Dominic Cruz's nose shatter frame by frame. And I loved it because for his entire career, I've hated the way Dominic Cruz does his stupid little movements. He looks like he's at a rave and he needs some glow sticks put in his hands. And he was doing that. Like, watch me slip this. Watch me slip that. And Vera's like, okay, I've been watching you do it for two rounds. See what happens next time. And it sure as shit, he slips out. Vera steps forward and puts a shin bone right off the bridge of his nose. And you literally can see Cruz's nose break on the camera. So, yeah, he's got a great front kick. O'Malley's height, I think, saves him on that one. And I think the fact that he can keep the distance, and if they're fighting to the end of their punches and end of their kicks, that Vera's going to have trouble getting in range on Sean.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Yeah. And before we get into the best part, which is how to make money, all right, those of you watching, there's a QR code up in the corner. If you go to that, all right, it'll take you to Veteran Trash Talk's Facebook page, subscription page. Now, again, our main mission is to, lower the veteran and first responder suicide rate. And we figured that we can do a lot of that on social media by promoting veteran-owned businesses. Now, you don't have to be a big partner like Four Patriots. In fact, you don't even have to give any money. You can just become on the VTT official and be a part of the support team. But if you scan that QR code, all of the profits from that QR code go to promoting the events that we promote veteran-owned businesses at. All right, so if you go subscribe to Veteran Trash Talk, one, you get a trash talk button, and you get discounts on shirts. But all that money will go to boosting the shows to where we promote veteran-owned businesses and causes and first responder-owned businesses, all that kind of stuff. So go there and subscribe again. All right, you'll get yourself a trash talk button as long as you're active, and well, it's a really fun thing. All right, we didn't get the bet officially last week. We didn't get to avenge our loss from 2 weeks ago, but we're keeping a record of this, and we won $200 3 weeks ago, putting us up two bills, so 300 in the kitty, and we lost 75 2 weeks ago. All right, putting us up at 125 with 225 in the kitty. All right, now I am betting different this year. I am going on Sugar Joe's, the Big Earl's four-fight pick. All right, now these are picks that should not be big flyers and should not pay out that much, but they're pretty safe. All right, now disclaimer, if you don't have money, don't gamble. All right, don't do it. All right, but if you got a little extra scratch, the Big Earl here is going to put $75 down on this four-fight parlay from the champ. All right, what do you got?
All right. So, man, I'm going to go ahead and start it off with Macy Barber fighting against Caitlin Chookagian, who, if Caitlin Chookagian's all of her punches that missed scored points.
Shibanara, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've already pronounced one weird-sounding C last name, Kate. Just pick one and go with it. But this is the last time I'm changing your last name, so it better work out for you. But I'm taking Macy Barber for my first pick. And my second pick, I can't believe how many people are sleeping on this guy, but I think only Tom Aspinall beats Jailton Almeida. I don't think it's going to be Curtis Blaydes. I think Jailton Almeida destroys him. So I got Macy Barber, then Jailton Almeida. Then I'm going with, I don't know if he's going to be able to do this on the fly, but I'm going with Song and Piotr Jan to go over 2.5 rounds. And then Sugar Sean O'Malley.
All right. So we got the prelims. We got Barber and Almeida for the first two fights. And then we're going the over on 2.5 on Yadong and Jan. And then Sugar Sean. All right. I still don't like it. All right, don't like it at all. What does $75 pay out, Chris? He's still working on it here, but I will see what $75 pays out on that. What's that? What's the biggest underdog fight on that? The main event, Chris, Sean, Sugar Sean. Yeah, what's the lowest odds on that one? Is it the Almeida fight?
Almeida's -120 right now.
Yeah.
I think O'Malley's in the twos. Barber's -210.
And that what should be somewhere pay out. Can't see it. You have to write it in there. Ooh, 75 pays $392. I like it. I like it. Okay, let's get back on the winning track. All right. Now, if you want to get a little crazy, this comes to the crazy part of the show. This is the Bakers, all right, six fighter that we're going to throw $10 on, all right, to see what happens. And we're going to give this a set at seven. Give us the wild.
All right, I'm going to spider. I'm a first. I can't believe Joe didn't talk about his boy from Brighton fighting tonight. But I got him getting slept. So we're going to go third fight of the night. I got
Qlabia?
Robeles de España, or however you want to say his name.
Yep.
Okay. And then we're going to go up to Philip Linz to beat Qlabia.
No. Okay. You didn't.
Then I got Matheus Gamrot.
Good call.
And then again, I'm going to go with Joe, but I got the Barber Caitlin to go over because that is going to be Caitlin throwing a bunch of jabs and it's going to be a boring ass fight. Then I also like to go the distance there. Have Almeida. I don't know how people aren't picking Almeida to beat Curtis Blaydes. Almeida is going to absolutely wreck Curtis Blaydes.
Going to the ground. Pick, then, sub prop's a good one on that one.
Yeah. And then I got Sean O'Malley. The other thing I forgot to bring up about Sean O'Malley is Aljamain Sterling said Vera had a bad camp. If you watch the official weigh-ins, he had to drop naked and get behind a curtain to make weight. And he looked like he had a rough cut. So, again, just another reason the odds are leaning in favor of Sugar Sean O'Malley.
All right, so $10 will pay you $110. All right, so take a flyer. Send it 7-6 fighter. Okay, there you have it, fight fans. Now, we used to do locks and parlays on this show, but they're getting so good at it that, hey, if you want their locks and parlays, go follow their page. It costs you nothing. All right, but go follow their page. All right, they'll post their locks and parlays on VTT's Trigger Joe and VTT's Senate 7. All right, so go there. You'll see their locks and their parlays and bet along with the experts. Other than that, we got our four fighter going Barber over Almeida, over on the dog fight, and Sean for $75 paying $300 on the big six fighter. What was the first one on that one, Bill?
Despeña.
Six fighter. Despeña. Yeah, and then you got the Garmat fight, and then the Labia going down, the over and the Barber, Almeida, and Sugar Sean. All right, that looks good. And 10 pays a big $110 on that one. So if you're gonna go buy a pack of Marb Reds, you smokers out there, just don't buy the pack of Marb Reds, save your life, put $10 on that parlay. All right. And maybe then you go buy a carton. But it is what it is. Okay. Well, before I close out the show talking about the trash talk car, let's turn it over to Set of Seven for our favorite nonprofit charities.
Again, please, everyone, go to goldstarteenadventures.org. It's a great organization that grabs all of our Gold Star kids, not just from the military, but now first responders. And they take them all types of trips and certifications. They do a lot of scuba down in Key West, scuba off the East Coast. They do hunting, rock climbing, anything you can think of. They bring all these kids together, remember, to remind them that they are not forgotten either. Again, we always hear RIP Del Valhalla on Memorial Day, but no one ever really talks about the Gold Star kids out there. This is what this organization does, and has won awards for the most highest percentage of the donation that goes straight to the kids. GoldStarTeenAdventures.org.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Well, the Trash Talk Hour will be at 1500 my time, 1700 Eastern time. And we got the Bulletproof Podcast. All right. Hosted by Ace. All right, and she has had a monster four seasons with great guests. She's got a ton of certifications in the first responder world and, like, the Department of Homeland Security, all kinds of stuff that she's been a part of. So looking forward to seeing what she's got on her mind and all that stuff. And then our shirt that we're doing is VTT Quit Being a Triggered Pansy. All right, it's our best shirt. It's the best travel shirt you could ever do. Every time I go somewhere, I wear it in the airport, and it just reminds yourself. And it makes all the people working there smile, because in the airport are some of the worst human beings on the planet, and they act like assholes. All right. So quit being a trigger pansy, get in your seat. And like Buddy said last week, if you're too fat to fit in one seat, you better buy two. All right. So we're gonna carry on with Buddy Beckwith's fat shaming this week. So we will see you in a couple hours. This is a food warning. The UN warns of an unprecedented global hunger crisis. In fact, it's predicted by 2030 that 800 million folks will struggle to feed their families, which means two dangerous things for you. Number one, higher prices at the grocery store. Number two, less food available. And when panic strikes, it will be chaos, making it even harder to get the food your family needs to survive. That's why it's vital, more than ever, to have a survival food stockpile. Introducing the deluxe 3-month survival food kit from Four Patriots. It has 688 servings of meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with delicious recipes like pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, and potato soup. They've even got spaghetti and lasagna. This isn't your typical survival food, and over 200,000 smart Americans agree. This is survival food that actually tastes good. But best of all, it's designed to last up to 25 years. You can stash it away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/VTT to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve.